Good morning. It is Sunday, the day of resurrection, the Lord's Day, July the 21st, in the year of our Lord, Jesus Christ, 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your special Sunday wake-up call, also with Timothy and Julie Tennant. Today's entry comes to us from Psalm chapter 14. It is entitled The Foolishness of Atheism. We're going to read the psalm. We're going to reflect on the meditation offered to us from Timothy and Julie Tennant, and then we're going to sing the psalm through the psalter that they have composed. So, this is our pre-game warm-up for worship today as we're headed to the house of God to meet with the saints. So, hear now the word of the Lord from Psalm 14. The fool says in his heart, "There is no God. They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good." The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned away. All have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Do all these evildoers know nothing? They devour my people as though eating bread. They never call on the Lord. But there they are, overwhelmed with dread. For God is present in the company of the righteous. You evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Again from Timothy and Julie Tennant. Psalm 14 is the only psalm that appears twice in the Psalter, as it appears in almost identical form in Psalm 53. The reason for this is not entirely certain, but we do know, as noted in the introduction, that the psalms were compiled into five separate books or collections. Just as the law comes to us in five separate books, Genesis through Deuteronomy. This is why, as we noted in Psalm 1, the Psalms are sometimes known as the sung Torah. Thus, this psalm may have been used in separate books reflecting different liturgical purposes. Psalm 53 appears in the midst of a series of psalms reflecting David's wilderness wanderings and betrayal at the hands of Saul's men. Perhaps the final editors of the Psalms, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, did not want to lose the message of this psalm, as it sustained David in the midst of that particular dark period in his life. It is in Psalm 14 that we first encounter the biblical definition of a fool. A fool is someone who says in his heart, "There is no God," verse 1. This psalm reminds us that, at its root, atheism is not merely an intellectual problem, as is commonly thought in our day. Rather, the folly of atheism is rooted in a determined trajectory of autonomy that seeks to live life on our own terms and to resist the self-revelation of God's presence and character in the world. Atheism is, in short, not so much an intellectual choice as it is a moral choice. In a larger sense, we are all biblical fools, even though we have not publicly aligned ourselves with the atheist. We are fools when we live and act as if there is no God. We live as functional atheists when we fail to seek God and to live righteously. But this psalm calls us back afresh to the company of the righteous and back to the great moral framework of the universe. Only in this company will salvation and joy be finally ours. It is the resurrected Christ and the empty tomb which alone washes us all of our foolishness and sets our feet firmly with Christ in the way of the righteous. Now we're going to sing Psalm 14 with our seatbed psalter today. I'm suggesting the tune of Langlaufen. I bet you don't know that tune. Another name for it is O God of Earth and Altar. Now, I want to point out to you, I'm printing the words of the Psalter version here in today's entry in the email. There's an entire website dedicated to the Seedbed Psalter. It's unbelievable. There's several tunes that would work for most psalms, and Julie Tennant actually plays them on piano in a recording, and you can, you know, if you ever want to go there, you can just push the play on the particular tune and listen to it being played and sing along with the tune with her accompanying while you're singing. These words are all there on that website. And I don't know yet how to do that with the recording and in terms of this daily, you know, podcast we're making. So I'm going to keep going a cappella. I'm doing my best. And we're going to sing this psalm today together. And I hope I get this right. The fool has said within his heart, there surely is no God. They are corrupt, their deeds are vile, there is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon all women and all men to see if any understand or seek for God within. They all have turned aside, and to corruption they have gone. There is not one who does what's good, no, not a single one. Will evildoers never learn, those who with one accord devour my people like their bread and don't call on the Lord? They are in dread, for God is with the righteous among men. The wicked shame afflicted ones, the Lord's their refuge then. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come forth from Zion. Great joy for Jacob when the Lord restores his captive ones. Amen. We did it. Psalm 14. I would say that's the first time that I've ever sung Psalm 14, and I bet you a lot of you could say the same, but we've done it now. Again, friends, we're stretching ourselves. We're stretching our souls on a whole different way of worshiping God by singing these psalms. And of course, that's what the word psalm means. It means song. And I mean, what song do you just read the lyrics to and not sing? That's how we've approached the psalms for most of our lives. And there have been many approaches over the centuries to singing them, from chanting them to singing them through this metrical psalter approach that we're using. Certainly lots of people have written tunes for psalms. But remember, the holy trinity of worshiping God, psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. That's what we're doing. And I'm so happy we're doing it. The tenants have just done a yeoman's labor in pulling this together. And we have it in two companion volumes. We have all the meditations that they've written in one volume on all 150 psalms. And then in the other volume, we actually have the psalms arranged in these metrical formats with the tunes named. And then there's all kinds of other resources about the psalms. This is such a, golly, it's just solid kingdom gold. And I'd love for you guys to get the set. If you know another daily wake-up call reader, maybe you might want to surprise them and send them the set. Maybe it's kind of like Christmas in July. How about that? You know me, I'm never selling, always sowing. But let's stay on course here. And remember, we're headed to the house of God today. I was glad when they said unto me, and I hear you saying, let us go into the house of the Lord. So today I won't see you on the field. I'll see you at the house for the awakening and for Timothy and Julie Tennant, my dear friends, friends of us all. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.